All right, with us today, a very interesting interview and perspective. I want to thank our good friend Renee O'Neill, Community Relations and Manager with Piedmont Medical Network. With us is Dr. Christopher Everett, a vascular surgeon with Piedmont. And the angle on this is, I understand you've already done some interviews with some media regarding this, the unfortunate passing of Senator Lindsey Graham, who we lost over the weekend at the age of 71. Autopsy revealed that it was an aortic dissection. A lot of symptoms that came from that, but you wanted to kind of dive a little deeper to that, maybe the preventable measures and what exactly happened. When people hear aortic dissection, I mean, they might go right to Google or ask Jeeves, but let's hear it from the guy that knows a lot more, from Dr. Christopher Everett. So Dr. Everett, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So when you heard this, aortic dissection, obviously that is more language that you hear in your everyday life than we do. What did that mean to you?
Yeah, dissection is a tear in the inner lining of the artery. The artery is made up of multiple layers like an onion, and I describe it to patients like it's wallpaper peeling into the room. Mm. And the blood tracks between that layer, instead of being in the room, it's tracking between the wallpaper and the wall. And that flap, that wallpaper, can occlude or block certain branches off the aorta, which causes some complications. It can also lead to the aorta just tearing and rupturing completely, which leads to fatal bleeding. So it's serious in our world. There are two different types. There's an ascending type that involves the portion of the artery that comes directly out of the heart, then the descending type that involves the portion of the artery that turns down. And that distinction is important because the treatments are very different from those, and the outcomes are very different from those.
Now, I don't want to call this person out. I don't know who it was or their name, but I did the same thing. So I made the same mistake where I saw a video on YouTube. How many conversations start with that, Doc? And they try to tell you something that they saw that has to be true because they saw it on the internet. But I saw a medical, he claimed he was a medical doctor, that said the flights that Senator Graham took back and forth to Ukraine and Russia and all the foreign affairs work that he was doing and the lack of circulation on the plane ride could have played a role in this. And you said no. You said that would not be a cause. Explain.
Yeah, it's not normally contributory. Risk factors for dissection include being a man, age. They typically happen in men in their 60s or 70s. Mm-hmm. And the biggest risk factor is longstanding elevated blood pressure, because it's that effect of like a sandblaster hitting against the wall of the artery that causes that tear. The planes are pressurized at atmospheres that we're used to experiencing in our daily lives, so that pressure really doesn't affect it. And then in terms of circulation, it's the pumping of the heart that generates that pressure. So sitting in a plane really wouldn't affect that much.
So are there like symptoms that would let you know that this is a condition that you possibly could have besides high blood pressure, like stuff that we could be looking for?
Unfortunately not. When it happens, it's very sudden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's some patients who have heart attacks, for example, which is commonly confused with, will have some symptoms leading up to that. Mm-hmm. They'll be having shortness of breath or chest pain when they're doing activities and they're just a little bit uncomfortable. Dissections are not that way. It's sudden and it's very dramatic. It's severe, intense chest and back pain, and there's usually no warning signs.
Oof, wow. That sounds awful.
That's scary as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Preventable measures, when you hear this and people like myself that hear that there's no symptoms, it just happens all of a sudden, what are some preventable measures one can take?
Yeah, checking your blood pressure is a big one. High blood pressure is one of those diseases that you may not know it unless you're checking your blood pressure on a regular basis, because it doesn't make you feel bad on a day-to-day basis, and then it causes catastrophic problems years down the road. So getting your blood pressure checked and just going to the doctor and having it checked randomly is probably not good enough. Buy a blood pressure cuff, check your blood pressure at home, write the numbers down, bring those numbers to your doctor.
Interesting.
Talking to Dr. Christopher Everett, a vascular surgeon with Piedmont Medical Network. And, you know, doctor, when you have situations like this, I'm curious, you know, I'm sorry, this is the morning show radio guy in me. When you see like the celebrity deaths, is that something where you see the coverage of it and you yourself make some sort of takeaway from it? Like the aortic dissection, you can immediately kind of take that of what they saw and you kind of give your own input. Is that something you might do when you see like death and autopsies in the news?
I think more than anything, it just generates discussion about diseases that we see on a common basis. I might see the type of dissections I see, I might see one or two a month. Wow. It's not as common as a heart attack, but it is a disease that we see on a regular basis. So it does generate some discussion, which from the vascular surgery standpoint is good, because that ends up generating a lot of just information about it, because like you said, there's a lot of information, misinformation out there, and people don't know what they don't know. Right. So it's nice that people are informed about vascular conditions that can affect their daily lives or their loved ones.
Mm-hmm. I see here part of your bio, stroke prevention and prevention of aneurysms. Part of the conversation that you have and the, awareness that you bring, what would be some of those other things you would say to the people when they hear those words? Those are very serious words.
Yeah, they're all related to diseases within the artery, which is my specialty. I take care of patients that have pathologies of the arteries and veins, and these are things that we see on a regular basis. And the risk factors are pretty common across all these diseases. Age is a big one. Elevated cholesterol is a big one. High blood pressure is a big one. Another one is smoking. Don't smoke. Get your blood pressure checked. Go see your doctor.
Yeah. Got a question here from Manning. And thank you, Manny. This is actually something I thought about initially but forgot. Can a routine physical pick this up, or do you need a full cardiovascular exam?
Well, because there aren't any warning signs, generally the artery is healthy until suddenly it's not. So it's not something that's going to be picked up on a routine physical exam, with the exception of if you have elevated blood pressure, you go see your doctor, they're going to pick that up. And getting that under control is really one of the key components to preventing these dissections from happening.
Does a role in family history have anything? Is that in play at all for something like this?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. If you have a family member who has atherosclerotic disease, hardening of the arteries, aneurysms, which are enlargement of the arteries, or history of dissection, you're much more likely to have those conditions. So it's important that if they have a tendency to run in families, that you pay attention to those risk factors and you get looked at.
So even just like tracking your blood pressure, like with something at home, you feel like that's something you trust. Like we get some off of Amazon and then just write it down regularly. You feel like that's a good routine?
Yeah, the home blood pressure cuffs are tend to be very accurate. And I tell my patients who come in, even if they're on blood pressure medication, and it's pretty common for patients to come in and be a little bit anxious about seeing the physician. We call that white coat hypertension. They come in, they're a little bit anxious, their blood pressure's high. And it's hard to make a decision based off that one number. So I tell my patients, get a blood pressure cuff, check it at home. Doesn't matter when, a couple different times a day, write the numbers down, take that data, 2 weeks worth of data to your physician. They can look at that and they can make clinical decisions based on, do you need medication? Do we need to adjust your medication to get that blood pressure under control long term? Mm.
And you said age is a factor. So what's that threshold that like we really should be paying more attention to this?
Yeah, I would say over the age of 50, that's something we should be paying attention to because that's when the onset of blood pressure tends to catch up with you in your 50s and 60s.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you would like to tell the public as it pertains to a situation such as this with the aortic dissection and, you know, obviously just kind of raising awareness to get checked in some way? Any other thing you'd like to add, Doc?
Yeah, stop smoking if you're a smoker. That's a big component to it. And just see your physician on a regular basis. Mm.